So now we move on to conferencing, and to start, Fletcher talked about his own experiences in a conference where he shared his own writing with a group of teachers, and they indirectly judged his writing, and then this led to him feeling judged as a writer and as a person. And he just talks about how conferencing can lead to all writers feeling judged by how their teacher interacts with them. So we just need to recognize that we need to be careful with our judgments, because sometimes they do more harm than good, even when we're trying to benefit them and help them become better writers. When we act as judge and juror, we can really impact their willingness to write and their willingness to put forward their work for you to see. And boys also, oftentimes when it comes to conferencing, they want to be told what to do. But boys need to see that what they're doing is applicable to benefiting their writing, and that it is a tool. Often why they want to be told what to do is because it seems an abstract concept to them, what you're telling them, and they don't make the connection between what you're offering to them and what they need to apply to their writing. So we just need to help them make that connection and see what we're offering them is a tool for their writing. And also, a lot of times with conferencing, a boy may seem like he's not listening to you or applying what you're telling him to his writing process, but we need to understand that even if a boy doesn't seem like he's listening to your input, he is hearing you, and in the future, he can then use that as a resource.